Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 1 to chapter 31 and verse 40. Yes, two very long chapters, two very powerful chapters. I'm gathering that into one small discourse. The title, Israel and Judah Restored. This is one of the most staggering passages of Scripture, one of the most amazing passages. Surely it must be the high spot of the prophecy of Jeremiah. Without going into the detail, there's so much detail here. I'm sure that almost every paragraph can yield tremendous fruit. But let's get the overall picture. God speaks in these verses. If you read the two chapters, Jeremiah 30 and 31, you'll see that God speaks of their judgment, their punishment, their sin. They have broken the covenant. They have gone to the world. They have gone into paganism. They've gone into idolatry. They've kicked over the law. They've forgotten God. They've listened to the false prophets, the smooth and easy ways, and they'll have to be judged for it. Israel has gone to Assyria. Judah will go to Babylon. Already it's happening. But God, in these chapters, issues a staggering, amazing promise. In his sovereign power, but more than that, in his sovereign mercy, in his immense love for Israel, for his people, he will judge the nations. He will judge the persecutors. Yes, he will judge Israel and Judah, yes, but he will judge the persecutors. And he will come back to Judah, and he will come back to Israel with his everlasting love. He will come in his sovereignty. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. It is the sovereign act of God. He's going to give Judah and Israel a new heart. He's going to give them a repentance. He's going to return them to the land. He's going to restore them. He's going to rebuild the temple. He's going to rebuild the city. And instead of their years of sorrow and anguish and tears, they will know gladness and joy. Instead of their want and their poverty and their need, they will find they will have abundance from the Lord. They will be brought to understand this, chapter 30, verse 24. They will understand God's way. They will see what they have done wrong. The priests, the people, all will be blessed. The time of dreadful trouble will change and come by God's sovereign power and love and mercy into a time of immense blessing. The temple will be rebuilt. The people will be increased. The city will be restored. It will go back to where it was before, and even better, it will be blessed. The time of mercy, the time of forgiveness is coming. Remember, God has promised through Jeremiah, you will have 70 years of captivity in Babylon. This is Judah. But I will return to you, and you will return to me. And I will return you to the land, and I will restore you. And instead of grief, I will give you joy. Instead of persecution, I will give you blessing. And yet, with all that, if you read carefully, you will see very clearly in these verses that there is something far, far, far more wonderful, far more reaching than this restoration to Jerusalem. The temple rebuilt, the city rebuilt, the people restored, yes. Days of happiness again, yes. But there are verses here which show that there's going to be something even more staggering, even more wonderful, even more far-reaching, even greater mercy than the restoration of Israel and Judah to Jerusalem, the promised land, after their years of captivity. So, in the next discourse, I shall want to look at this and ask the question, what is this greater blessing? What is this further expansion? What is this permanent, this everlasting, and these are the words that are used, this everlasting newness that God is promising. It won't just be the old thing again. It won't be where it was before. It will be even better. Now, in history, we know that after the 70 years, Cyrus and all the rest, we know that Judah was restored. We know that the temple was built, but it wasn't better than before. We know that Israel was restored, Judah was restored, yes. God said, I'll give you a new heart, a new mind, you will repent, you will return, you will be restored, yes, yes. But it was a very weak affair. Remember how the people wept when they saw the newness, how they were blessed by the newness and then the return, but they saw it was not up to the standard as before. And yet this prophecy talks of a newness and a greaterness and a biggerness, an immensity that is far beyond the restoration of Israel. But I'll leave it there. Isn't it wonderful? In this book which is so dark, in this time which is so dreadful for Israel and Judah because of their sin, what a merciful, what an immense mercy does God have. What a God of love he is. I have loved you with an everlasting love. My friends, can't we see? Historically, this was the only answer for Israel and Judah. A new heart, a new mind, and a return. You will understand all this as God. You will appreciate it. You will see. You will get it. And I will restore you. Don't you see? That's what we need today. Oh, that God would awaken us, give us a new spirit, that we don't need to go into judgment. But I fear that we won't listen to him. But the only answer for us is the sovereign I will of God, the grace of God, the power of God, the mercy of God, the will of God in bringing back better days for us. Oh, that the Lord would revive us and restore us and reform us and give us repentance and a new heart and a new spirit and a new mind to serve the Lord, to turn back from our paganism and our worldliness and go back to the scriptures and back to God and by his spirit to know his power. Oh, may the blessing of God be upon us. May he open the windows of heaven and pour us out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. This is our only hope, my friend. It's not by the clever schemes of men. It's not by our plans and committees. It's not by our directors of this and our directors of that. Oh, may God arise and scatter our enemies, and may he bless his people. From the everlasting glory, may he visit us by his Spirit with power and give us a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit to walk in the ways of God. Will he not revive us again for his glory, the salvation of sinners, and the edification of his people? All again to his praise and glory. Amen. Amen.